Very important point. Be a person of integrity. Don't be a manipulator in elders' meetings. Some people are so headstrong, they feel justified in manipulating their brothers and sisters. Sadly, people who manipulate in an elders' meeting demean their own character. They also do these things. They create distrust among their colleagues. They ruin relationships. You know when you're being manipulated. How does that affect you and the relationship of your fellow elders? It also teaches others to manipulate. If new elders come on board and they see the senior elders, that's how they do it, they manipulate others, guess what? The younger elders are going to follow suit. It also gives Satan a foothold amongst the elders, and it opens themselves up for further deceit. So this world, listen, you know how the world is. It feeds on deceits and lies. But the Lord's people, we're called to be different. Paul said this to the Ephesians in chapter 4 and verse 25. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. Listen, for we are members one of another. The elders are to take the lead in walking in the truth. Manipulative leadership is bad leadership. Let me give you some examples. These are examples of manipulative bad leadership. Holding back pertinent information. You know that you should give this information. It might change the decision you don't want. Don't hold back pertinent information. Don't intimidate or threaten other elders or younger elders or more timid elders. Don't tell half-truths. Don't exaggerate. Don't overstate a point. Sometimes we deflect legitimate questions. We block honest communications. You know, we really don't want to see these in elders' meetings, but the truth is we're fallen sinners and we need to improve in all of these areas. How about this? Misrepresent or misquote others. We don't want to do that. We don't want to shift blame to others. We don't want to slant the facts. We don't want to plot and scheme or pout or withdraw as we participate in an elders' meeting. Truthful speaking is an essential ingredient of teamwork as we work with one another. The following scriptures, very important parts of the Word of God, are reminders of the need for integrity in carrying out the Lord's work. Listen to what King was said about King David. So he, David, shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them, listen, with his skillful hands. What a great phrase. As elders, we want to improve in shepherding God's people with our skillful hands. And this takes work. It doesn't come automatically. Here's another verse from the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully, in other words, truthfully, are His delight. So as we communicate, as we tell stories, as we give information in our elders' meetings, we want to be truthful. We don't want to have lying lips. Another very important point. Be fair. Refrain from making judgments without the facts. This is so easy to do. We hear a story, and the knee-jerk reaction is we go with the story. It's so easy for church leaders to jump to conclusions and speak before we have all the facts. Listen to Proverbs 18:13. If one gives an answer before he hears it, is folly and shame. So in making decisions and dealing with rumors, dealing with accusations or people problems, it's the elder's responsibility to get all the facts, both pro and con. And so it's so natural to have an immediate reaction when we first hear of a problem. But scriptures warn against hasty, one-sided judgment. Proverbs 18:17 says this, the one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him. Elders, as elders, beloved, we must do our homework. We must get the facts. Good information is essential to good decisions. It's also essential to be open-minded and prepare to change our attitude if we have other pertinent information. We don't want to stick our heels in even though we know we're wrong. This is pride. It's also essential to be open-minded. Listen to what Proverbs 12, verse 15 says. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, But a wise man is he who listens to counsel. Another very important point. Be trustworthy with confidential information. An elder is in a position of trust. He's privy to private information about people, so he must understand the responsibility of confidentiality. This is very important. To betray confidentiality can ruin an elder's reputation and discredit the entire eldership or the leadership board. Proverbs 11:13 deals with this. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. People will not share their secrets, their private sins, or heartaches with their leaders if they can't trust them with private, personal information. And so helping people with their problems demands protecting them from exposure to gossip. So an elder must be a trustworthy servant with confidential information. Another important, very important point. Be self-controlled. When you're at an elder's meeting, you are led of the Spirit. You're self-controlled. You don't get angry. Uncontrolled anger accentuates problems. It does not bring help. It clouds our judgment. It distorts reality. It inflames our emotions. It deepens resentment with your fellow elders. It hinders peaceful problem solving. And you know what it does. It provides the devil with an opportunity to get in and divide the eldership. This is one of Satan's great goals. He wants to get the eldership divided so the problems just trickle down to the congregation. And so as spiritual leaders, we must not allow uncontrolled passion and anger to rule a meeting, no matter how controversial the topic may be. An out-of-control temper wounds the spirit and impedes the decision-making process. And uncontrolled anger is a primary reason that so many people are overcome by evil in their relationship with their Christian brothers and sisters. The Bible clearly warns against the destructive power of uncontrolled anger and says that a quick-tempered man, frankly, can't be an elder. We learn this in Titus chapter 1 and verse 7. Listen to Paul to Titus. For an overseer, as God's administrator, must not be hot-tempered. If an elder is ever out of control, if he's yelling, if he's making accusations in the meeting, if he's threatening, if he's attacking the character of another elder, stop the meeting and resume discussion only when the Spirit is once again in control. Consider these principles from the Proverbs. Listen, we keep going to the Scriptures, but our elders' meetings are built on the principles of the Word of God. Proverbs 12:18 says this, "There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Be an elder, a wise elder that uses his tongue wisely and brings healing amongst the elder board. Proverbs 15:18, a hot-tempered man stirs up strife. This is not something we want going on in the elders' meetings. And then Proverbs 29:11, a fool always loses his temper. Again, elders' meetings can be very stressful, and sometimes we might have an anger outburst. What do? We apologize. We confess this to one another, and we move on. We don't want this to become a habit, because a fool always loses his temper. Now, in contrast to uncontrolled anger and hot tempers, the Scriptures encourages calmness, gentle talk, healing words, and wise speech. And only by following scriptural principles of conduct can we hope to enjoy healthy group relationships and provide Christ-like leadership for God's flock. Now, as we close, consider the following portions of Scripture as they relate to elders' meetings. Proverbs 12:18. The tongue of the wise brings healing. We just heard this. Proverbs 14:29. He who is slow to anger has great understanding. This is so important as it relates to elders' meetings and working with stressful situations and problems. Proverbs 15 and verse 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So as we go to our elders' meetings, let us follow the wise scriptures, the wise principles that we find in Proverbs, and bring healing. Be a peacemaker. Help in decision making. Use our tongues wisely. Let's bring Christ glory and honor as we conduct ourselves and as we lead God's people and serve them in our elders' meetings.